This is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report. I have the good fortune of having a Mindshare Learning moment with Maxime Jean-Louis, the CEO of Contact North. And Maxime has just returned from some international travel, and we have the good fortune of connecting with him, given his vast, deep knowledge of the online learning space, particularly given the special issue that it is around online learning in Canada. Thank you for joining me this afternoon, Maxime.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, thank you again. You recently attended our EdTech Leadership Summit, and certainly have evolved your organization, and you try to stay on the leading edge without going over the edge. It's always a challenge.
Exactly.
But perhaps you can share with us a little bit about the evolution of your new Ontario Online Learning Portal for faculty and instructors, and perhaps you can share with us some of the trends that you're seeing in the particularly in the post-secondary learning space in Canada.
Well, Robert, let me first start with how I see the Ontario online learning sector today. It is one thing that I have said many times, and others should be saying the same thing as well, is that the Ontario online learning sector is literally the most vibrant and the most successful sector in all jurisdictions in Canada. I don't know whether you realize, Robert, that with 18,000 online courses, 1,000 programs from colleges and universities, 500,000 student registrations in college and university online and distance education courses. That is, we dwarf anything else that is offered by any other province in this country.
That is fantastic, and those numbers are staggering, and congratulations to you for being part of nurturing that collaboration. And so perhaps you can talk a little bit about, you know, where the Ontario Online Learning Portal is at, and what value it offers to instructors, and how is every post-secondary institution a part of this at the moment?
Well, what we've done at Contact North is that we've responded to a series of requests that we've been getting over the years from faculty, from instructors, from practitioners, from decision makers, as to having a spot on the web, an environment in which the Ontario online learning sector can be very much aware of some of the innovation that is happening in the sector. Second, can get a sense of some of the key trends that are going to transform or impact on the sector. And thirdly, can also get some training, some information about tips and tools and opportunities to improve design, to improve delivery, to improve the teaching online. So that's what the sector is all about. It is really for the Ontario online learning sector, and it really caters to their needs.
And you conduct a lot of research. You have Dr. Tony Bates, one of the foremost leaders in online learning, formerly Professor Emeritus of UBC, who has collaborated with you, as a partner, if you will. What are some of the latest, what is one of the latest research reports that you've done in that area?
Well, one of the most recent ones that we have posted on the Ontario Online Learning portal for faculty and instructor has to do with what we call the coming of the corporate educators. That is, there is a significant development in terms of how the private sector is now literally not only supporting the sector by offering learning management systems or computers and things of that sort, but also literally getting involved in co-offering, co-educating, and that may have a transformative impact on what we do as colleges, universities, or as networks like Contact North.
Fascinating. So what trend comes to mind that you see most that educators need to be aware of? Is it the blended learning? Is it MOOCs? Or
well, there's no question that what you have, particularly in Ontario, is blended learning is the most prevailing development in terms of how colleges and universities are trying to make sure that they leverage the skills, the technology to reach more students and so on. What I'm seeing, Robert, is which is most important is that there is this very massive engagement by students in online learning, which is increasing at about 10% a year, which is really rapid.
Wow.
Because it offers them choice, it offers them flexibility, it offers them access. And I stress the word choice first because the range of courses and programs that are available online in this province that are being delivered by our colleges and universities is, as you said, staggering. So I'm seeing a big trend in terms of take-up in online learning in this province by students on campus, off campus, in urban areas, in small and rural and remote areas, because of the increased choice that we have, the quality of the offerings, and also the access that we have through different modes, different devices.
And you're enabling that. So access to bandwidth and learning centers for remote regions of Ontario is something that Contact North has nurtured in the past.
Well, we have, but we have, let's be quite clear, we have as an extension, as a support to Ontario's 24 colleges and 21 universities. That is, really, they are the leaders who actually are making it happen in terms of delivering
right.
and conceptualizing those offerings. But what we do is to provide them with an opportunity to recruit students from all those communities across the province that are really more remote, more rural, but also to support them in terms of having 112 learning centers where students can come in and get support, get access, and really do well in online courses.
That's fantastic, and it really speaks to 21st century learning and innovation, and that seems to be a hallmark for Canada and staying at the forefront by leveling that playing field for students in remote regions.
But one of the things I would like to add as well is that, and you were asking me about the portal, that is, what we are also trying to do in the portal is to say to the entire sector, here you have in one location the most up-to-date and comprehensive information about trends, for example, about cloud computing, about learning analytics, about open educational resources, about MOOCs. I think it's important for us as a sector to, well, is that, and you were asking me about the portal, that is, what we are also trying to do in the portal is to say to the entire sector, here you have in one location the most up-to-date and comprehensive information about trends, for example, about cloud computing, about learning analytics, about open educational resources, about MOOCs. I think it's important for us as a sector to have that information, but have it in a way that makes sense to us, that speaks to our own context.
Now, you have here under one of the menu bars, pockets of innovation. We still have a bit of ways to go, and I look at the K-12 sector, and we are making progress. There's blended learning that's occurring in elementary schools, and we have an example of that being included in the December Mindshare report. But we still have not gotten to the point, say, for example, where every student is required to take an online course in high school to help prepare them for post-secondary. Fortunately, I know my kids have,
right.
But you don't want to go into university today, never experiencing an online course, because that's a standard, if you will.
I think you're correct. The reality is that I don't think we need to actually make it, if you like, a rule or part of
okay.
the requirement. I think students, by virtue of their lifestyles today, will experience online, because professors are being very faculty, very astute, very strategic in saying, what are the things that I don't need to do literally in a lecture hall or in a classroom that I can actually do online? What are the other things that I need to do in a lecture hall because they are more interactive? It's amazing to see how much professors, faculty, instructors are literally in a very strategic and astute way transforming their courses to make it cover the entire range.
So what you're telling me is professors will not go away.
Oh, absolutely. That's not the question. It was never a question that a professor would go away. I think what we are seeing, frankly, in my view, is, at least in Ontario, what I'm observing in the colleges and in the universities, is a whole series of steps being taken by professors, by deans, by academic administrators to actually make sure that the experience that the students are having in terms of their learning is as engaging as possible. So think of it, if you want the experience to be as engaging as possible, you want to make sure that you are using all the possible means, including the classroom, including the lecture hall, including the technology, including online.
Well, you have vast resources in this portal, the online Ontario Online Learning Portal, and that you can access through contactnorth.ca.
Yes, but remember, you said it very well, it is the Ontario Online Learning Portal for faculty and instructors. Contact North is really only the support, the instigator of it. What is really exciting is to see how professors, faculty, instructors, practitioners, institutional designers, and administrators and policymakers are really using some of the material, sharing, greeting, and so on. And I think that's the most important, exciting part.
Well, you know, there are a lot of moving parts to it, and this is valuable knowledge that you're sharing to help, you know, move that 21st century ball forward, if you will. What, you know, one of the things that I'm trying to figure out in my mind is like this MOOCs movement and where that's going. I know U of T has gotten into offering through Coursera and a number of other universities these free access to these online courses. It's almost like you're getting a flavor for what might be to enroll in a course, and then if you like it, you can try it before you buy it, I guess.
Well, it's partly that. What I think it is, what I've observed it to be, is really that the business model that, if you like, the Googles of this world have used, that the Facebook have used, actually is not coming to education, whereby you offer free access to the content, access to the learning experience. And what will happen sooner or later, it seems to me, is that those institutions, or the Coursera, the Udacity, the Stanford, the Harvard, and so on, that are offering those MOOCs, including the University of Toronto as well, will find a way to also make it sustainable in terms of revenue generating. Example, we'll reach a point where they're going to charge for assessment. So you could, Rob, look at your son, could actually decide that he's going to take a couple of his courses in his first year through a MOOC system, and at the end of that course, by perhaps paying a small fee, he can pass the test and receive the credit for that course. Imagine what that could do in terms of reducing the cost of education. I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but these
right.
are some of the opportunities that I think those venture capitalists, they've invested over $800 million this year alone in those kinds of ventures. That's a lot of money. They're going to make it work.
Yeah, it's certainly fascinating times. It is one of the hottest startup sectors in industry at the moment, the whole edtech space. And, you know, we're at the forefront here, and it's an exciting time. But, you know, we need organizations like yours to help educators and industry leaders make sense of the needs of the student. Ultimately, it's about student supporting student achievement.
You're absolutely right, but I mean, I'll stress again, what you have in Ontario is what I would call a positive conspiracy between government, between the colleges, between the universities, between networks like Contact North and others, to actually provide students with as much choice, as much flexibility, as much access to engaging learning experiences, some of them happen to be online, some of them happen to be blended. So I think really what I would keep on saying, the positive conspiracy in this province to make this happen is awesome.
I love the line. I'll have to remember that, positive conspiracy. Well, you certainly enlightened us with some great insights in terms of the trends and opportunities to engage faculty and instructors with the Ontario Online Learning Portal. I thank you again for your time this afternoon, Maxime Jean-Louis. I know you've got to get back to meetings at the moment, and I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule.
And Robert, I will be remiss if I didn't also make mention of the fact that your publication, Mindshare Learning Report, is one of the ways that is part of this positive conspiracy to make things happen for this province. So my kudos to you and to your team as well.
Thank you so much. It's very humbling to hear that from you, someone who I hold in such high regards. That was Maxime Jean-Louis, the CEO of Contact North. My name is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.